Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 91 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 30th is describe a situation in your life where you have been betrayed. List the positive outcomes of being bitter and retaliating. List the positive outcomes of acting with compassion, understanding, and love. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. One of my favorite examples of rising above is Jackie Robinson, the Major League Baseball player who broke the color barrier when he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947 and became the first African-American player in the big leagues. Branch Rickey, the owner of the Dodgers, selected Jackie because he needed someone strong enough to make a stand and play baseball without retaliating. The movie 42 portrays the story of Jackie Robinson, and in one of the scenes, Branch Rickey tells Jackie about his plans. He tries to get Jackie to react when he tells him about all the hatred he's going to face. And Jackie asks Rickey if he wants a player who has the guts to fight back. Rickey responds that he wants a player with the guts not to fight back. But even though Jackie knew he would face racism, and he thought he was prepared, it was still extremely difficult every time fans or opposing players and coaches hurled insults at him. Rising above doesn't mean that we become immune to our feelings and emotions. Jackie suffered greatly deep within his soul, and there were times he wanted to fight back. Rising above is about using the winds of our storms and using them to push us higher to become a better person. So what would have been the positive outcomes if Jackie Robinson would have remained bitter and let that bitterness push him over the edge and retaliate? Would the racism have stopped? Would beating the snot out of his attackers change people's minds about people of different races? Would Jackie have felt better about himself? Maybe temporarily, but remember, we're not writing our own story for the short term. We're writing for the long term. Was Jackie Robinson really betrayed? I would say he was. I would say he was betrayed as a fellow human being who didn't deserve what happened to him. So if we find ourselves in a situation like Jackie, where we've been betrayed or are being insulted, should we really act with compassion, understanding, and love? Remember that we don't control other people, and we can't change other people, because real change only occurs from the inside out. But people are influenced by others, and fighting back and retaliating only closes people off from seeing the need for change. But acting with compassion, understanding, and love can open up people's minds and hearts. And an open mind and heart is the only way for someone to write their own story. So how about you? What's a situation in your life where you have been betrayed? List the positive outcomes of being bitter and retaliating. List the positive outcomes of acting with compassion, understanding, and love. Is rising above when we've been betrayed easy? No. Do I do it all the time? No. But it is a standard that I'm trying to work toward. And I know that if I want to become the best version of myself, then it's something I need to strive for. And no matter what color our skin is, we all have the resources inside of us to be like Jackie Robinson, a man who is able to rise above and write his own story, a story that continues to inspire people. And as teachers and coaches, when we rise above our storms and betrayals and seize the power to write our own story, we increase our impact on our students by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.